This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, October 3rd. Okay, we're meandering higher. This is good. Treasury yields fell dramatically this week, especially in the wake of that ADP payroll report. Just to remind everybody, according to ADP, private payrolls have been negative 3 out of the last 4 months. But we had an ISM service report today that was very poor, okay? Specifically, it plunged to 50 in September, down from 52 in August. Any reading below 50 is a contraction. So the service sector really isn't growing. It's just treading water at this moment. The culprit of this decline was that the business activity component slipped dramatically, over 5.1 points, actually. The new orders component also was down sharply by 5.6 points. And the inventories component also fell dramatically, approximately 4 points. So only 10 of the 17 industries that ISM surveyed were growing in September. So this is a big deal. Services are 70% of the U.S. economy. I did not expect this. I did not expect the Conference Board reporting on consumer confidence dropping earlier this week. I was happy with the ISM Manufacturing Index because, you know, Boeing's very busy. The auto sector's pretty busy. But this just shows we're in cross currents, okay? And this might cause a downward GDP revision. We'll see. Right now, the Atlanta Fed's estimating 3.8% GDP growth. Now, obviously, we didn't get the payroll report today. We're not, while the government shutdown persists, we're not going to get retail sales or CPI or a lot of this other data. But I'm very comfortable with the private data services. I take two private economists, Ed Yardini and Ian Shepherdson. I get our friends at Bespoke do an excellent job. Furthermore, I like the Conference Board reports. I like the ISM reports and the ADP reports. So there's enough data that we can get a feel for what's going on. But we're still in this weird environment where bad news is good news because everybody wants the Fed to cut. And Stephen Moran, who is was part of the Council of Economic Advisors, now a Fed governor, did go on Bloomberg today to make the case for more rate cuts. And he said that when you look out of, a year or so, he's not really out of sync with the other Fed members. He just wants to cut the rates quicker. And I would agree with him, okay? You know, the economy's doing amazingly well considering parts of our economy aren't working. So let's fix everything and let's get to 5% GDP growth. I don't anticipate a lot of inflation because the whole world is discounting prices everywhere, especially in China where they've had deflation since May of 2022. So that's that. Now, October's a seasonally strong month. November's even better. The second half of October is better than the first half. But so far, so good here, folks. Some of our stocks are oscillating, okay? Some are considered to be bubble stocks because they've gone up a lot. But I still hold them as long as they got very strong forecasts of sales and earnings. And I look at future P ratios, not current. Right now in large cap, I'm barely trading at 15 times forecast future earnings. Small cap, believe it or not, I'm only at 4 times forecast of future earnings. So we're not overvaluing this market at all. So hang in there. I'm sorry about the gyrations. I'm sorry about the volatility. But any dip is a good buying opportunity. And if you sell, try to sell in strength. So that's kind of what's going on. It's Louis Navalier, and I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. And we'll see how things unfold. But so far, so good here. The government shutdown is anticipated to go to maybe October 16th. That's the next payroll report for federal workers. So I'm sure that the pressure to open the government will be increasing by then. In the meantime, our OMB director is advising President Trump to start, you know, slashing jobs and things like that. You can see they're slashing some federal funding to New York, Chicago, things like that. They're trying to get the other side to vote. Of course, it's just a big blame game when you get to this kind of thing. So, the longer the government shutdown persists, the more more interesting it gets. And my only fear right now is could screw up the airlines, because the last government shutdown we had is some of the TSA workers didn't come to work. So what happened is, to put it bluntly, you had to wait in line a little longer at the airports. So hopefully we won't have those disruptions and we'll go on. But fall's here. Fall's a happy time of year. We got major holidays coming up that makes people happy. So I expect to be rallying straight up to Thanksgiving. I'm expecting early January effect. Then we'll have some tax selling in December. And then we'll have a stunning January.